KXCI Tucson, it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the U of A to come on down to the station. We sit and talk about what they're working on in school, I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Andrea Mason.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So you go to the U of A?
I do. I work in the Dornhaus Lab, which is also known as the Social Insect Lab. I actually work with bumblebees. Kind of the main focus of what we do is decision making. There's a lot of information out in the world that needs to be processed. Every day, people make decisions about what they're going to do based on the information that they receive. We look at that same thing with bumblebees. Typically, while they're looking for food, they see a lot of different flowers, different plants, and they have to navigate and make decisions about what flowers they're going to forage on and which ones they're going to avoid. Our experiments are mostly focused on what decisions bees are making while foraging and how they are taking in these signals and turning it into decisions on what flowers to land on.
How do you get inside the mind of a bee?
We videotape them and look at what decisions they made. So what flowers are they landing on? We separate flowers by color and we train bees, essentially, the difference between two different colors. And then we record how are they responding to these colored flowers. And then we even throw in some new colors and see what is their reaction to these new colors. It's really important decision making because out in the real flower field or wherever they are, making a mistake can be detrimental if they land on the wrong flower or if they waste time on a flower that is just not rewarding to them. And so we want to look at how are they making these decisions and how are these decisions progressing as they're foraging.
So what are you finding so far?
What we thought would happen was they would avoid the flower that we had previously trained them was unrewarding with water. And we thought either they're going to go to the flower they knew is good, the flowers that are new, or just completely avoid these new flowers because they're not sure about them. But what we found at this moment is that they're not really paying attention to color and that they're just spending an equal amount of time on all flowers. And it's not what we expected.
Yeah, they're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. What we did find, though, is that there's an individual variation. Certain bees essentially learn better than others. And I see it anecdotally in the lab. Some bees will just visit every single flower, whereas others are a little more methodical about where they're going to go.
It sounds like they have different personalities. And so how do you keep track of which bee is which bee?
We do keep track of individual bees by their number and color and what colony they came from. It's a little like cardboard punch out that I glue on with super glue. Sometimes the bees escape. Again, you can kind of see that difference. Some bees, when they escape, will just zoom like around the room like crazy. I've seen some, they just kind of go on the floor and crawl around. You never know what you're going to get. I think 2 times ago when I was stung, the bee got out and went straight for me and stung my neck. Yeah, it was very upset with me putting the tags on. They don't like to get the tags on. Working with bees is a dangerous game.
You've been working with bees for a while. What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
Definitely want to go to graduate school. And I want to be an ecologist. I really like studying behavior. But I also like global change ecology because it deals with the changes that are currently happening on Earth and really deals with geoscience, which is another passion of mine. And so I'm leaning towards global change ecology.
Do you ever listen to music?
Once in a while, yes. I usually listen to 60s and 70s music. I like Marvin Gaye, Led Zeppelin, Bill Withers, Earth, Wind & Fire. Oh, Janis Joplin's one of my favorites.
That's great stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm so like the Four Tops.
Yeah.
The Supremes. Motown and rock are kind of what I gravitate towards. I listen to Heart. I love Heart.
I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.